శ్రీ భక్తిసిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదకి, అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి, నామాచార్య హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి, ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదకి, ప్రేమ్ జగహ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత కథాధర్ శివాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప్ గోపినాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధన్ కి, బృందావన్ మథురాధామకి, నవదీప్ మాయాపూర్ ధామకి, గంగామయ్యాకి, యమునామయ్యాకి, తులసిదేవికి, సంవేద్ గౌర భక్త వృందకి, గౌర ప్రేమానందే, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ద అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ గౌర హరి గో. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 11 చాప్టర్ 18 ఎంటైటిల్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ. టెక్స్ట్ 17. మౌనానిహ నిలాయామా, మౌనానిహ నిలాయామా, దండవాక్ దేహ చేతసాం, నహి ఏతే యస్య సంతి అంగ వేణుభిర్చ భవేత్యతి. మౌనానిహ నిలాయామా దండవాగ దేహ చేతసాం, నహేతే యస్య సంతి అంగ వేణుభిర్న భవేత్యతి. మౌనానిహ నిలాయామా దండవాగ దేహ చేతసాం, నహి ఏతే యస్య సంతి అంగ వేణుభిర్న భవేత్యతి. వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్, మౌన అవాయిడింగ్ యూజ్లెస్ స్పీచ్, అనీహ గివింగ్ అప్ ఫ్రూట్లీ యాక్టివిటీస్, అనీల ఆయామహ కంట్రోలింగ్ ద బ్రీదింగ్ ప్రోసెస్, దండ స్ట్రిక్ట్ డిసిప్లిన్, వాక్ ఆఫ్ ద వాయిస్, దేహ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ, చేతసాం ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్, నాట్ హీ ఇన్ డీడ్ ఏతే దీస్ డిసిప్లిన్స్ యస్య ఆఫ్ హోమ్ సంతి ఎగ్జిస్ట్ అంగ మై డియర్ ఉద్ధవ వేణుభి by bamboo rods, na never bhavet is yadihi a real sannyasi. Translation and purport by disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: one who has not accepted the three internal disciplines of avoiding useless speech, avoiding useless activities and controlling the life air can never be considered a sannyasi merely because of his carrying bamboo rods. Purport: the word danda indicates the staff carried by those in a renounced order of life, and danda also indicates severe discipline. The Vaishnava sannyasi accept a staff made of three bamboo rods, signifying dedication of body, mind and words to the service of Supreme Lord. Here Lord Krishna says that one must first accept these three dandas or disciplines, namely control of voice, body and mind within oneself. The practice of ananiyama or pranayama, regulating the life air, is meant to control the mind, and one who always thinks of service to Lord Krishna has certainly achieved the perfection of pranayama. Merely carrying the three external dandas without assimilating the internal dandas of body, mental and vocal discipline can never make one and an actual Vaishnav sannyasi, as explained here by Lord Krishna. In Hamsa Gita section of Mahabharata and in Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrut, there are instructions regarding the sannyas order of life. A conditioned soul who adopts only the external ornaments of Tridandi sannyas will not actually be able to control the senses. One who takes the sannyas for false prestige, making a show of saintliness without actual advancement in Krishna Kirtan, will soon be vanquished by external energy of the Lord. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Brasha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So translation again. One who has not accepted the three internal disciplines of avoiding useless speech, avoiding useless activities and controlling the life air can never be considered a sannyasi merely because of his carrying bamboo rods. So this section talks about, here Lord Shri Krishna is talking about sannyas dharma, and what is a danda actually means for a sannyasi. So as stated in purport, purport talks about this body, mind and words translation also. So once Gandhiji got one gift, somebody came from China and they gifted him a small three dolls, and those three dolls were those three monkeys. One monkey was put the hand on his mouth, one on his eyes and other was in ears. So what that meant was, speak no evil, hear no evil and see no evil. What that translates, as per the according to us, according to the body mind and words, actually speak no evil, keep a hand on the mouth, hear no evil, that means by hearing actually we contemplate, and that's why it is we should not do any activity, avoid, we should apply the discipline for the ears and see no evils, because by seeing we tend to do that, it comes into action, it comes into body. So these are the three surrenders talks about, and that's the qualification of sannyasi. And as also purport talks about, Upadeshamrita talks about this in a vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udaropastha vegam. So vacho vegam, and Prabhupada says it, vacho vegam means urge. Urge means vega, means it's coming with a lot of force, vega, right? So we need to control these urges, vacho vegam. So by what? So Prabhupada says controlling means it is not that we do a mauna. So Srila Prabhupada once received one guest, and he came along with his guru. So Srila Prabhupada was speaking Krishna consciousness and Krishna consciousness, but the guest, that guest guru, he was just following mauna. So Prabhupada said, let him follow his mauna and let me follow my mauna. My mauna means to control all the speeches, to speak Krishna katha. So let me continue just Krishna katha. Right. So that was a vacho vegam Prabhupada talks about in NOI's purport. He also talks about manasa. So Srila Prabhupada was once asked, why do devotees fall? So Prabhupada said, because, he answered in three words, he says, I like it. That's why, because the mind actually, it gets attracted to the sense objects and get deviated from Krishna consciousness, and that's why a neophyte falls down. And that's how we need a control for mind. Prabhupada also talks about, in the same purport of NOI, Prabhupada talks about body. What is the control for the body? So we need to eat, but Prabhupada talks about then in a purport, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Prasadam prayers. He says, Krishna also talks about food. They also thank God, give us our daily bread. But now it is good to thank God, to be grateful to the God. But what is different between our prayers and their prayers? Their prayers put them actually at the body level. Give me food, for my bodily necessity. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he wrote the Prasadam prayers, he says, God actually offers food to all the living entities. He takes care of everyone, even for the ant and even for the elephant. He gives for everyone. But a human form of life should have some higher purpose than this. Even an ant and even elephant, they are looking for food, how they can survive. But the human form should have some higher purpose. So that's why we thank God for giving us a prasad, so that by having those bodily necessities fulfilled, but also at the same time we advance in a Krishna consciousness, we transcend the material existence, we conquer this material existence, right? That is actually the prayers, not just satisfying our bodily necessities. So coming to the point of discipline, body, mind and words, these three disciplines forms a tridanda, that is a Vaishnava sannyasi who carries a staff in his hand. That staff, that three bamboos, actually nothing but a control of body, mind and words. And that control is nothing but actually to engage into Krishna's service. So, in a Srimad Bhagavatam 4th canto, there is a wonderful section comes of Prithu Maharaj, episode with Indra. So Prithu Maharaj was performing sacrifices and his performance of sacrifices, he was on the 99 sacrifices, and he was about to perform 100 sacrifices. So purpose of his performance of sacrifice was pleasing Krishna and for the welfare of the citizens, his praja, for the welfare of his praja. So he had very pure intentions to perform the sacrifices. But even despite having some pure intention, the nature of the material world is it attracts the envy. So even though I had a pure intentions, but he attracted envy. Envy of whom? Who was envying? Prithu Maharaj was nothing but Indra. Indra, even though having such a responsible position, having a kingdom of heavens, right, so much wealth and opulences, and actually in one sense he is representing Supreme Lord, he is envying Prithu Maharaj. And who is Prithu Maharaj? Prithu Maharaj, who worked so hard for the welfare of his praja, even he went to the extent of churning the Mother Earth, so to revive the best of the things from Mother Earth for the welfare of citizens, right? He churned Mother Earth and got so many resources out of it. So that was a leader who takes out the best from the others. That was Prithu Maharaj. At the same time, he was such a pure soul that while he performing the sacrifices, Lord Narayan and Lord Vishnu was personally present into his sacrifice. Why? Because he had that pure consciousness. That's why Lord was personally present into those sacrifices. And we know Prithu Maharaj is an empowered incarnation. Empowered incarnation. Shaktavish avatar of the Supreme Lord. So even such a personality who had such a pure consciousness, welfare, desiring welfare for so many, right, empowered incarnation, he can be envied. So who are we? So nature of envy is, you know, when somebody is successful, what do we feel? Do we feel joyful for him, or do we feel insecurity for ourselves? So there was a seminar we had attended, that was celebrating other success. You know, to take part into somebody's some disease condition or consoling somebody is very easy, but taking part into celebrations of other success is very difficult. Now others means not somebody who is remotely connected to us. Others means with whom we are staying, with whom we are daily dealings. That others is very tough. To celebrate their success is very tough. So we need to root this out, seed of envy. How do we do that? With some honest introspection. Why does envy happens? Envy happens because he has something which I don't have. He has something which I don't have, and that's why we desire. We envy somebody. No, it's not just that. See, somebody who is an expert musician, expert mridanga player, now and he gets some reward for playing a wonderful mridanga in some kirtan mela. You will not feel envious because you are not competent. You are not having any skill. You are musically deaf, right? So you will not feel any envy to him. So we will also try and celebrate his success. But the problem comes when he has something, he was awarded for it, right? And you don't have, and you desire it. When you yourself also are a competent musician and someone else get a reward, then you start feeling more envy, right? So envy comes when you desire it and he has it and you don't have it. So the material level of happiness, you know, one time one sannyasi was describing what is the material level of happiness. So he said that, you know, in childhood, children used to have the new dress. When they get a new dress, they used to wore that dress and used to go around. And their happiness was when others start envying. That's their level of happiness. When others envy that I have got new dress, that's my happiness in it. Right? So they feel more joyful when the degree that the other feels more envious of his possessions, his new possessions. Right? So like, you know, if someone sees envy in others, we should check, do I have pride in myself? you know, that the saying says that advertisers to say, neighbor's envy, owner's pride, right? So I take a pride, right, if somebody is envying me. So if you are seeing envy into somebody, we should introspect, do I have pride in me? And same way, if you see somebody is very proud, then you should introspect, am I envying him? Am I envying him? So this honest introspection we should do to counter this envy. So envy makes us actually naked. It shows us how insecure we are. Indra was going through the same. Indra was feeling also very insecure. Whenever somebody performs a tapasya, he feels very insecure. He sends apsaras, Menaka, Ramba, he sends. That shows his insecurity. What does that mean is, even though Indra, having such a good position in the material world, king of heavens, there are so many demigods working, Agni, Varuna, so many demigods are working under him, right? But still, having such a higher position in this material world, he feels insecure, right? So that means in this material world, we can't get happiness and peace, absolute happiness and peace in this material world with the material things. So even though somebody has the best of this world, still one gets disturbed, one gets insecure by small things, right? See, best of the things, you know, people have best of the things, right? But if you look around, there are more and more increased CCTV cameras. This CCTV can increased level of CCTV cameras, what does that going to show is advancement? No. Yes, maybe, but also it is showing insecurity running through the everyone's mind, you know. So however material possessions, however the material prosperity we have, but the insecurity, the level of insecurity is rising higher and higher. So what do? We have to deal with this world. We have to stay in this world, we have to deal in this world. So we have to do the needful. We have to do the whatever the negotiation possible in this world, right? But at the same time, we need to understand, things of this world will not give the absolute secure platform for me. I have to invest into Krishna consciousness. And that is actually the secure platform. That doesn't mean to give up the things around this material world. We have to negotiate, but invest properly into Krishna consciousness, right? And how do you progress or invest into Krishna consciousness? By nirmatsaranam satam. Bhagavatam says nirmatsaranam satam, that means being non-envious, right? That's how we progress in Krishna consciousness. That's how we understand the imports of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Indra's envy was for the prosperity of Prithu Maharaj. And how did this prosperity Prithu Maharaj achieved? This prosperity was nothing but by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was carrying out, he was devoted to Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was carrying out sacrifices, and that's how, that was the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He himself was giving it. So Indra's envying prosperity of Prithu Maharaj is actually envying Krishna's mercy, right? Isn't it? So in our case also, we should introspect, if we are envying somebody for his good things, doesn't it mean that we are envying? Krishna has blessed him with so many things. Are we not envying that things? So we should introspect that. Indra is called as Shrutakritu. That means he was a performer of, he had the record holder of 100 sacrifices. And he didn't want anyone to come closer to it. As Prithu Maharaj was on 99, that's why he completed 99. He was on the 100th. And that's why he was feeling that he should not. So he was trying all the way possible to pull him down. So once in a Brahmachari Yatra, we had gone to Naimisharanya. It was in those accommodations we saw there were two baby monkeys. They were on the bamboo. There was like a bamboo-like structure. And this one monkey was climbing up. When he was halfway mark, the other monkey was pulling his tail and pulling him down. So he falls down. And then the other monkey climbs. As much he reaches to the halfway mark, the other monkey was pulling him down. And this went on for almost like a 5-10 minutes. And we continued, laughed and laughed, you know, we had like a good laughter that time. But if we replace these monkeys with a human, what will happen? This will be such a disgusting phenomena, isn't it? That's what envy does us, right? Somebody is reaching to the higher position, we can't tolerate that, right? We pull him down. That's what Indra was also thinking the same way. He was obsessed with his record of a century, and he doesn't want anyone to break his century record. So he devised a trick to steal the Ashwamedha Yajna, so the horse in the which is to be sacrificed into Ashwamedha Yajna, the 100 sacrifice. So he wanted to steal that horse, and what the tactic he used, he put the attire of sannyas. He put the attire of a sannyasi holding a staff in the hand. Staff actually represents surrender of body, mind and words. But the purpose, he was using it to steal a horse. So, looks like in the externals, he was in a renounce order, but he didn't have any spirit. He was using the attire of a renounce order, but he didn't have any attitude of renounce order. So, attire of a sannyasi, but attitude of actually a bhogi. Right? Because he was so much attached to his heavenly comforts, he didn't want that to lose. Right? Now, people say that fake it till you make it. So, is it a hypocrisy? Fake it till make it. So, like sometimes he says, you know, if you are not enthusiastic, you act enthusiastically. Yeah, this phrase is generally used for sadhaka. Does that mean that sadhaka is a hypocrite? No, actually it is not. Actually, fake it till make it does not also mean he is a hypocrite, also doesn't mean that he is some encouraging words for the sadhaka. Actually, if you see the difference between sadhaka and Indra is, Indra was troubled by envy, even sadhaka is troubled by anarthas. But sadhaka has a sincere desire to improve. He has a sincere intention to bring about the improvement in him. He is not yet perfect, but he is endeavoring for perfection. And that's why he is right in faking it till he makes it. But Indra was faking it and he had no intention to make it. Right. So Indra was using the desire, attire of sannyasi to fulfill his material desires. He had only attire, no practice and no attitude or intentions. Whereas sadhaka, he may also put on the externals. He also fell into sometimes his practices, right? But he has a serious intention and attitude to advance in Krishna consciousness. That's the difference. So that's why Indra here acted as a hypocrite, but not as a sadhaka is not a hypocrite. Now, what is the attitude of a sadhaka? Bhagavad Gita, 6th chapter, 1st verse, he talks about anashrita karma phalam karya karma karotiha sa sannyasi cha yogi cha niragni na cha akriya. So he says, so translation is, one who is unattached to the fruits of the work and one who works as is obliged is actually in the renounce order of life. So what does that mean is, even if one is in the renounce order of life, in a sannyas, the spirit of sannyas is to detach from the bodily comfort, unattached to the fruits of action, detached from the bodily comforts and attached to Krishna service, endeavor for Krishna service. That is actually the sannyas means. Attitude of Indra was, although he was a demigod, but he acted like a demon. Demon who actually stopped the sacrifices. Right? Demon actually put obstacles into performance of devotion service. Right? So, in a recent BTG article, the April month's BTG magazine, the article was featuring on Ram Navami. In that section, in that article says, Vishwamitra Muni, he was taking Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman to the forest. To kill Tataka. And Vishwamitra Muni was describing how she, Tataka is, and you know, describing how they are disturbing the sacrifices. So Rama at certain point, then Vishwamitra Muni, as per the indication from Vishwamitra Muni, he twanged his bow. That twanging of bow means challenging. So as soon as that voice was heard by Tataka, Tataka came challenging, ferociously making the loud noises. Till that time, Lord Ramachandra was just hearing those loud noises. He could not sheath Tataka. So, when she came so close, then Lord Ramachandra could have he had a clear sight. And he was taken aback. Lord Ramachandra was taken aback because he saw Tataka is a demoness, she is in the female body, right? And you know, so Lord Ramachandra actually categorized her based upon the externals. He saw she is a female. How can a Kshatriya challenge a female or charge upon a female? She was taken aback. That time Vishwamitra Muni warned him. He warned him twice and said, he stressed on it that yes, the demon is she is a demoness, but don't forget that she is disturbing so many sacrifices, she is slaying so many sages, she is terrorizing so many pupils. Don't forget her mentality, right? Don't go on the externals that she is in a female body, but see that her mentality, right? So Vishwamitra Muni was pointing to him, and Lord Ramachandra also understood, to carry out any decision, we don't have to go on the externals, but to see the mentality. We don't carry out on externals and categorize somebody, but check what that person's mentality is. And then Lord Ramachandra actually killed Tataka. The same incident comes, another incident comes in the Ramayana is, when Vibhishan is coming to take shelter of Lord Ramachandra. So that time, everyone categorized him as he's a demon, right? Not only a demon, he is a blood brother of Ravan, our opposition army, right? And he is coming from the opposition camp. How can enemy's camp? How can we trust? You know, even few generals went and told Lord Ramachandra, you know, you cannot change the stripes of leopard. That means even if he has come towards you, don't forget he is a demon, right? So they were again and again pointing that he is a demon. They are categorizing him as a demon based upon the externals. But Lord Ramachandra, he didn't categorize just based upon externals. He saw the mentality. He saw that deep faith of Vibhishan, right? How he is actually absorbed in God consciousness, right? So the externals, we should not just, our decision should be, our action should not be based upon externals, but we should see the mentality. Indra, by externals, he is a demigod. He is a king of demigods. But his mentality was actually like a demon, right? Impeding somebody's devotional service. Why this happened? Because he was obsessed with his material post and position. He didn't want it to be given up by. So, and that's why Indra stole the horse, and Prithu Maharaja's son, he went on, charged, and he retrieved that horse back, but he didn't kill Indra because Indra was in a sannyas robes. So he left Indra and brought back. But again Indra attempted. When the first attempt was failed, Indra again attempted to retrieve the horse, right? So this is like a conditioned soul. When he is obsessed with certain things, he repeatedly does, even though he fails, but he repeatedly does the same mistakes, right? Why? Because there is a intensity of, because of the intensity of material desires. That's why he is obsessed to do the same phenomena, same with Indra. So in such a cases, when somebody is obsessed, his common sense, he cannot sit back. So Indra forgot what is his position, demigod's position. But because he is obsessed with the material desires, he continued doing the same mistake. So Vijitasva, the son of Prathu Maharaj, he actually retired back again, horse, right? But Indra didn't stop at that point. Indra created, employed some mystic power and again tried to impede the sacrifice. So because the consciousness was so lowly and very, you know, because even if one fails, he tries to continue, does the same mistake because of the stubbornness. Prithu Maharaj became very angry and he charged his bow. But that time Indra flew and gave up dress of a sannyasi. That false dress of sannyasi, Indra accepting that false dress of sannyasi, is actually represent, that actually carried the asampradaya. So why it carried asampradaya? Because people followed. If the Indra can do, we can do. So I'd seen one clip in those black and white times. There was one comedian. He goes to a party, and his coat suit he stucks into the table, to the nail of a table, and actually tore apart his coat. So it was like very much visible, clearly distinctly visible, and so he moves around in the party with the same thing. All participants of that event, participants, they also saw this party, the party people, they also saw the thing. They goes in the bathroom and they also tore their suit, thinking that this is to be followed. This is the way it has to be followed. But if the beggar would have beggar also has those tore cloths, does anyone follow that beggar? No. Why they followed that comedian? Because if somebody is in a position, if some hero performs certain act, right, common people will follow that very easily, right? The same way, sinful activities are very attractive. But at the same time, if some hero, somebody is in a respectable position, if he follows that sinful act, that becomes lucrative for the masses to follow. They also adopt it very easily. Although sinful act itself is very attractive, on top of it, somebody does it, that becomes like a mahajan, and everyone starts following it. So Indra created the false sinners and a false dress of a sannyasi, and he created a upasampradaya. And he introduced that false sannyasi for what? Protecting his record of 100. Acted such a irresponsibly for the society, right? So when somebody is very much obsessed to prove himself, to prove his record and keep the opulences with him, right, that obsession actually covers him. He, for any stimuli, he spontaneously acts like an animal. He acts with the instinct, right? That's how they also act. Indra also was acting like with the instinct, without employing the right choice. So if somebody has to change his instinct, what he need to do is employ the right choice. How? When he employs his decision based upon a proper right choice, then he can improve, then he can rise above the platform, right? And that can happen when somebody adopts to a Vaishnav culture and a training and education. So when these two things come to picture, then one can make a right decision, right? Rise above that animalistic instinct, right? So mood of taking a sannyas, like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also took sannyas, but he took sannyas to preach, right? And that's why he took that sannyas. But Indra's motivation was moved, taking sannyas was moved by circumstances, and that's why he created a sampradaya. When somebody is in a responsible position, he does such a heinous act, right? He is not supposed to do. So somebody who is in a very responsible position, he should carry out the behavior in more responsible way. For example, now this is something which this theme I am adopting it from the Bhagavad Pratipika article written by Gauranga Darshan Prabhu. 99 is greater than 100. It's written a very wonderful article. So from something that I adopted it. So it says like, you know, Ajamil and Diti both had a lusty desires. Ajamil, he got distracted when he saw Shudrani, a prostitute, was being embraced by Shudra, a person. And he got distracted, and that's why lusty desire aroused in him. But whereas Diti, she got lusty desire at a wrong time. Even though when Kashyapa, her husband, said this is not a proper time, but she demanded. Right? That was the poor behavior of Diti. Right? And that gave birth to the two demons. Now, Ajamil, he was a simple person. Right? He was not in a very respectable position or responsible position. He was a simple grasa man. Right? So he getting distracted affected his life only. But Diti, she was in a responsible position. She was a wife of a Prajapati, Kashyapa. Right? She getting distracted, right? That affected, that terrorized the whole universe, because she gave birth to the two demons and they terrorized the whole universe. So somebody who is in a responsible position should act responsibly. Right? So so the purpose of sannyas, the mode of sannyas is what Indra adopted to steal the horse. Sannyas is such a respectable position, but Indra adopted for such a lowly person. It's like, you know, when a rat, you find there is a rat in a barn, in a field. Do somebody employ a helicopter, chopper and bomb? No. Just for a rat, you don't do it. Right? Just for the stealing horse, you don't adopt sannyas order. Right? That was a mistake of Indra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, actually sannyas order means, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he recited the Avanti Brahman's prayers. This prayer says, Etams astaya paratmanishtam. Etams astaya paratmanishtam. So, being completely fixed in, Etams astaya, completely fixed in, whom? Paratmanishtam, on Supreme Personality of Godhead. Adhyasitam purvatamai maharshibi. As done by the previous maharshis, previous acharyas, right? He says, Aham tarishyami durant param, cross over the unsurmountable ocean of ignorance, tamo mukundangri niveshaya eva. So he says, worshipping the lotus feet of Mukunda. So purpose of sannyas ashram is to follow the footsteps of previous acharyas and to take complete shelter of lotus feet of Mukunda. Right? That is actually the two items of sannyas. That is also illustrated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? So, but Indra actually neither followed acharyas, neither he was serving Mukunda. He was serving his own material desires. He was serving his own ego. Right? So, and that's why he was trying to impede others' bhakti. So at this point, Brahmaji appear and he says, he addresses Prithu Maharaj and he says, to stop your sacrifice, Indra is struggling so much. Indra is struggling so much to stop your sacrifice, right? To stop him, and he is adopting so many heinous acts. Taking up sannyas, false sannyas, and acting so heinously. So to stop this heinous act, better you stop your sacrifice. Right? To stop this heinous things, acts, better you stop this sacrifice. Right? One may think, who is doing wrong and who is getting the punishment? Right? Indra is doing wrong and Prithu Maharaj is getting the punishment. Right? But this is what happens. You know, if you have seen in your, you know, if you look back into your childhood days, when there is some chaos going on in your house, there are many children. Who is caught? The eldest one. He is caught, right? And he is told. He is chastised, right? So, that was Prithu Maharaj, Brahmaji. So, Brahmaji said, let there be 99 for you. You know, let there be 99 for you. Stop the 100th one. Now, this may be, Let's see, if somebody is going for a winning a trophy, let's see, somebody is entered into a tournament. To enter into a tournament means he has to work very hard. From his childhood, you know, he has to do many things to enter into a tournament. When he enters into a tournament, then he has to fight with so many at the ground level, right? Then he qualifies for the quarterfinals. If he wins the quarterfinals, then he goes for the semifinals. If he wins with the semifinal, then he goes for the finals. Right. And at the finals, right, he has a 50% chance. But let's say at the match point, he wins over the few sets, and there is a one match point, and all things are in his favor. Right. And at that point, jury says stop it. At that point, jury says stop it. At the match point, he's about to win. What will one feel? You know, jury says you can't go ahead. The one who was holding the reward last year is the same winner. You cannot go ahead. In the same situation, I remember. You know, in a there was a World Cup in Australia, somewhere in 92-93. So that time, South Africa was playing very well. He was like a beating over and raised himself to the semi-finals. And even in the semi-finals, it was like about to win. But rain. It rained so heavily. So they have to stop the match. They have to pause for a match. And when the rain stopped, then they went back on the grounds. And the score, that time, before rain, it was like, you know, few runs they have to like a 50 like let's say 20 runs in like a 5 overs, something like that, just for example, like a 20 runs in like a 5-6 overs. That was very achievable for them, and they had a good wickets in hand. But after this 4 runs, there were some rules, and the bill those board shows, the scoreboard showed that two balls and 20 runs, which was impractical. Still, this player came on the crease, they played those two balls and lost, you know. Somebody who was at the winning point, but he was taken aback, you know. He was told to take aback. He was told to not to go ahead. That was Prithumara's condition. So, Indra was actually creating so much irreligious systems. He was so stubborn. He was not in a position to listen. Right. That's why Brahmaji has to come to the Prithu Maharaj. Right. So that's why when the two children are fighting, then what do they do? They actually take the elder one and says, give him a toy. Let him give the toy. Let you don't go over that toy. Right. So that shows that elder one is a mature enough. Right. So that's what Prithu Maharaj, actually this went on to show that the Brahmaji glorified Prithu Maharaj and brought about his glories being a mature, and actually that brought a transformation in Indra too. So Brahma acknowledged that how Prithu Maharaj is a pure devotee and he doesn't need all these sacrifices. Let that record be for Indra. He says, don't get agitated, right? By asking to do compromise. But actually, this episode actually reveals that how envy is a bad quality, and how submissiveness actually is a greater quality. How submissiveness is such a glorified. So in a purport in those lines, you know, Brahmaji says that accept the providential arrangement, and a purport Prabhupada lines, wonderful lines. I will read that. Purport Prabhupada says, although there may be sufficient cause for being unhappy, one should avoid countering such a reversals. For the more we become implicated in rectifying such a reversals, the more we enter into the darkest region of material anxiety. Right? Even a saintly person, they have to go through so many reversals. They are just about to do something, but the reversals come back, fast back, right? Right, they face reversals in their life, but they accept it as a Krishna's will, you know, they tolerate it. Although there may be sufficient cause for being unhappy, one should avoid countering such a reversal. For the more one becomes implicated in rectifying such reversals, the more we enter into the darkest regions of material anxiety. So Putu Maharaj not only tolerated, he accepted that as a Krishna's will, and he continued. Although here false sannyas was taken by Indra, he created asampradaya, he did so many mistakes, he did heinous act, right? False sannyas, he was into the attire of sannyas, but Putu Maharaj actually he followed the essence of sannyas by showing his submission through his body, mind and words. How? He surrendered to the decision of Brahmaji, not just by external act, you know, but he actually stopped that 100 sacrifice. He didn't go for that record of 100, right? In his action, he followed that surrender. He didn't keep any grudges in the mind, you know, he surrendered through mind. He embraced Indra, right, and brought transformation in Indra. So he surrendered to mind also. Not only that, he didn't responded with any distasteful words. Rather, when Lord appeared, he glorified Lord with such a choices for glorified the Lord. Right? He didn't ask for the justice. Right? So it shows in his words he glorified. In his mind he didn't keep any grudges, but accepted Indra. Right? And in the body, yes, he stopped that 100 sacrifice. He didn't go for the 100 that record. Right? In this way, he showed his submission. Now, coming to the Indra's point, Indradev is actually a devotee, however he is a devotee. But this episode is telling us that how we should be guarded against this envy, we should guarded against these heinous acts, right? It is just an example for us to understand. And what do we understand from this submissive behavior of Prithu Maharaj, you know? How do we surrender in a body and mind and words? So, like, you know, Prahlad Maharaj says, Matirna Krishna Parata Satova Mito Vipatyet Grahun Pratanam. So, you know, someday we have to get attracted to Krishna and we have to give up these material entanglements, right? Just that somebody will go faster and somebody will go slowly. Very wonderfully explained by Braj Bihari Prabhu in his Sunday Bhagavatam class, last Sunday Bhagavatam class, where he was talking about, you know, one day we have to work upon developing attachment to Krishna, right? One day we have to get detached from this material entanglement, one day we have to develop. Just that somebody will go faster and somebody will go slower, but we have to work upon this. So, so we can't postpone it, right? But we have to use our, we can't postpone attachment, surrender to Krishna, but we may go slowly, but steadily we should progress in Krishna consciousness and use our body, mind and words in Krishna service and not for the selfish gain. Thank you very much. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Granthara Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai.